At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee has been removed from the Oaklawn Park in Dallas named for him. An art conservator yesterday watched to ensure a crane brought in from Houston properly lifted the statue from its pedestal. Amid growing controversy since recent protests in Charlottesville, Virginia, the Dallas City Council voted last week to remove the statue. That effort met with some delays until yesterday's removal. The Dallas Morning News reports the city plans to transport the statue to an undisclosed location. A Confederate Monuments Task Force is expected to recommend a new permanent home for the sculpture. Meanwhile, Lee's name may also come down from a school in Dallas. The Dallas School Board has been looking at renaming schools now named after Confederate soldiers. District staff yesterday identified four elementary campuses: Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee, Albert Sidney Johnston, and William L. Cabell. Parents from some of the schools spoke at the meeting to express support for the name changes, as did board member Joyce Foreman.
I came through a segregated school system, so it's clearly personal to me. I particularly am grateful for the parents that have come forward from many of the schools. Thank you.
The board could vote on how to proceed later this month. Flood experts, state officials, and meteorologists are starting to get the full scope of Hurricane Harvey's behavior and the damage it inflicted on the Texas coast. In our Friday conversation, Eric Berger, a longtime journalist with a meteorology degree who created the digital news startup called Space City Weather. He talked to KERA's Rick Holter about the stark choices the Gulf Coast faces.
How's Houston doing? How are you doing?
Houston has had 2 weeks of no rain. When you drive around neighborhoods down here, most people are back home, but you see lots of piles of carpet and sheetrock and flooring out in front of homes that flooded. And so you can drive down some streets, and it looks like everything is just fine, and it is. They didn't flood. And then you can drive down other streets, and it's just pile after pile of debris.
Now that we have a little distance from the flooding, has Harvey fundamentally changed the conversation there?
That remains to be seen. Certainly you have local officials talking about needing some kind of systemic plan to deal with regional flooding and primarily inland flooding caused by the tropical rainfall you get that falls over inland areas and then drains out. And I think eventually there will be some kind of plan to widen some existing bayous to increase the capacity to drain the area during these major events, and also to probably add a third reservoir somewhere on the west or southwest side of the city.
Houston's been known as a city with no zoning, where a high-rise can be built next to a bungalow with a fast food restaurant next door. Do you think that'll change?
It's hard for me to see the fundamental premise of no zoning changing in Houston. It's just kind of ingrained into the culture here. One of the things that I expect, or at least hope will change, is this pattern of development where a home builder will come in and get several hundred acres and build several hundred homes with streets and foundations that really increase runoff into the existing flood drainage system. And one of the things that they can be required to do on these properties is build large drainage or retention areas. They can be ponds, and you can dredge that area out and actually build up the home sites with that material. And then you have like a nice water feature, and that actually, I think, increases the value of those neighborhoods.
There are some people who've been flooded out 3 years in a row. As a meteorologist, do you see these kinds of storms and this kind of damage as the new normal?
I don't think it's a new normal. There's been a lot of talk about climate change with Hurricane Harvey. The fact is, you know, Houston is on the Gulf of Mexico. It's on the border of the tropics. And so you've got this warm body of water. You've got a warm climate. You've got lots of moisture in the atmosphere. And so you're periodically going to get these tropical deluges. Climate change may make those a bit more frequent, but even in the absence of climate change, you're going to have major flooding events here. These kinds of rainfalls are nothing new. I think as much of a bigger problem is just sort of this rampant development without strategies to mitigate or offset the additional flooding that they create.
The devastation of Hurricane Ike almost a decade ago did prompt academics to dream up what's known as the Ike Dike. How was that supposed to work?
So Hurricane Ike hit Houston in 2008, it created this really large storm surge. There were several ideas put forward. One was the Ike Dike, to sort of build a system of dikes and gates to protect the whole area. Another idea was a series of large gates built to protect just the ship channel and all the industry along there. The problem is, you know, after the storm, people forgot about it, and it just, you know, the impetus to do anything just kind of slowly went away, and nothing ever really got done.
And the price was huge.
The price was $6 billion to $11 billion for the dike. But compare that to the damage that was caused by Ike, which was, you know, tens of billions of dollars. It was the fourth costliest storm in U.S. history now after Harvey has moved ahead of it. It wouldn't have done much at all to protect the region from Harvey, because storm surge was not the factor in the Houston area. It was this inland rainfall.
Let's talk about the personal impact of all this. You're trying to keep your website going, keep people clued in weather-wise, and your own wife and kids have to evacuate.
We're building a home in League City, kind of near Clear Creek, where some of the heaviest rainfall was. And so we had a lot of stuff in storage, in some garages at the apartment where we're living, and we lost that. And there was some water damage at the house we're building. You know, you had 4 to 5 days of watching the radar, watching rising rainfall, and worrying about your property. And it's one thing to do that over 12 to 24 hours when a storm makes landfall. But psychologically, it's a lot more difficult to deal with when you're doing that over 3 or 4 more days. So that was challenging for a lot of people down here.
Eric Berger of Space City Weather in Houston, we're thinking of you and your family, and thanks for taking the time.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Rick. Thank you.
The 9th annual North Texas Giving Day has raised a record-setting $39 million for area nonprofits and charities. KERA received nearly 2,500 donations, totaling just over $375,000. Sunny skies, a high near 97 in the forecast today at 75 degrees now in Dallas, 74 in Fort Worth at 8:30.